It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kacey Musgraves took home the top honor at the 61st Annual Grammys last night, winning Album of the Year for Golden Hour, along with three other wins for Best Country Album, Best Country Song, and Best Country Solo Performance.
It was unbelievable to be even in a category with such gigantic albums. Really brilliant works of art. It's really crazy. But I'm very thankful, and I know that winning this doesn't make my album any better than anybody else's in that category. They're all so good.
I love Kacey Musgraves. Good for her.
I do too, and that was the album I wanted to win for Album of the Year, and so I am so, so happy for her. If you have not listened to her album, oh my goodness, spend some time with that today. It is absolutely unbelievable. In other top categories, Childish Gambino took home four honors, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year for This Is America. Cardi B won Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy and became the first woman to win the Grammy Award for Best Rap Album.
I'm sorry, I just... Ooh, the nerves are so bad. Maybe I need to start smoking weed.
Oh, Cardi.
She's my favorite. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist, and Drake claimed Best Rap Song for God's Plan, but he only got a little bit through his speech before they cut him off.
I want to let you know, we play in an opinion-based sport, not a factual-based sport. So it's not the NBA where at the end of the year you're holding a trophy because you made the right decisions or won the games. Look, the point is, you've already won if you have people who are singing your songs word for word.
Lady Gaga took home three honors, winning Best Pop Solo Performance for Joanne, Where Do You Think You're Going?, Best Song Written for Visual Media for Shallow, and Best Pop Duo and Group Performance for Shallow.
I wish Bradley was here with me right now. He's at the BAFTAs over in the UK. I know he wants to be here. Bradley, I loved singing this song with you. And if I don't get another chance to say this, I just want to say I'm so proud to be a part of a movie that addresses mental health issues. They're so important.
I think she was my pick for best dress last night.
She looked
Katy
beautiful.
Perry was by far the worst. I tweeted, I didn't think I could hate anyone more than Katy Perry until I saw her dress.
She looked like kind of like a snowball, like the candy.
Yep.
Yeah, the little pink right there. It was interesting. She did that for attention, though.
Shawn Mendes and Miley Cyrus sang a duet on In My Blood together.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It's in my blood.
And Post Malone and Red Hot Chili Peppers performed Dark Necessities. At a pre-Grammy event, Bebe Rexha performed her song Meant to Be, and when the audience didn't sing along, she stopped the song and had some choice words for the crowd of music industry people.
This song was number one for 50 weeks. I'm mad. You know, I worked too hard for this bullshit, okay? I'm calming down, okay? I'm calming down. I worked too hard for this moment. You're gonna sing the words if you know the song. Let's do it again, please. Thank you.
She was like ticked off. She's like, this song was number one for 50 blanking weeks. You guys need to be singing along. I was like, ooh, I wonder how that's going to go for her. Because she has trouble getting radio stations to play her music. She's been in the game for many, 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 many years.
It's good for her, though. Yeah, it's going to backfire as far as, yeah, they're going, oh, we'll remember her. But I hate when people go to shows that like and they're so loud, they're making noise, they're not paying attention to the artist. Even if you don't like them or know them, don't be rude. You don't have to cheer for them, but at least don't talk. That's the rudest thing ever.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party was held at the Sunset Tower Hotel in LA, and she invited her ex Brad Pitt. A source said basically every single person who Jen loves attended. That included Brad. The party was a celebration of her life. Brad also was a very important part of her life for a long time. I mean, you know, they were married and stuff. She debated back and forth with friends if she should invite him. She was very happy that he showed up. Many of his close friends were at the party too. And even though Aniston invited Brad, I guess she didn't pay much attention to him. So it doesn't really look like they're like getting back together. But they hugged and chatted for a bit. And she was kind of busy making sure that all of her guests were having a good time. Reese Witherspoon was also there. And she got so drunk, she fell down a flight of stairs after partying until the early morning hours. Her pictures of that are hilarious.
I saw those. I'm like, ooh, we had a lot of wine, didn't we?
And Kylie Jenner's daughter Stormy turned one and was thrown an incredible incredible first birthday party, complete with carnival rides, a butterfly rainbow forest, and Baby Shark performed. There was also hot air balloons, dancing pixies, and a place called Stormy Shop, where people who attended the party could buy Stormy World merchandise. DJ Khaled was there and was one of the guests, and he gave Stormy her first ever a mini tiny Chanel bag. I was watching this on Kylie's Instagram story over the weekend, and it literally was so insane. I was like, my mouth was hanging open. I've never seen a party like this ever. And I thought it was cute that she did the whole theme kind of like Astro World, like Travis Scott, which is Stormy's dad.
I don't think any adults ever had a party that nice.
It was amazing. Coming up in less than an hour, Hailey Bieber was asked about Justin's worst habits.